The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. All right, people, listen up. Listen up, listen up. I have the most exciting news for you today. Strap on your seatbelt. If you're already driving, you better have your seatbelt on. For years, I would get this same request over and over again from people on DMs or emails asking me to be their personal coach. And as much as I would have loved to have been able to do that for all of you, it just was not possible for me. And that is why, bum, 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 drum roll, please. That's why I created the Gabby Coaching app. Boom, it's here. It's here. I can coach you. I can coach you anywhere, anytime, wherever you are in the world. All you have to do is open up your phone and you can get some Gabby. And my team and I are really excited. We're currently working on the very final stages of testing the Gabby Coaching app, and we're making sure that it's really ready, perfect, perfect, ready to go. And I'm letting you know on this little secret right now that the waitlist is open. So when you join the waitlist at deargabby.com/waitlist, you are going to be the first to know when the app is out, and you're going to have the opportunity to take advantage of the early member pricing. This is a price bracket that you will be locked into forever. It will not change, and it's only for early members. And so what's going to happen is you're going to have access to my most effective lessons and practices, and the practices that I personally used for years. And they're also going to include weekly coaching lessons, daily affirmations that are read by me, so you'll have audible affirmations, super beautiful meditations, journal prompts. And that's all what you get in your weekly coaching, plus access to 200 plus meditations and hundreds of hours of my workshops and motivational talks. And on top of all of that, every 3 months, you're going to get one of my quarterly challenges, so the manifesting challenge, the body love challenge, the relationship challenge, the meditation challenge. You get all of it. And I've just saved the best for last. There's a section in this app called Get Gabby. And it's a brand new feature, and this is where you can get access to my most effective meditations and exercises that are going to offer you immediate relief on the go. So if you're feeling activated or anxious, or you're struggling to make a big decision, or you can't fall asleep, you can just press a button and get Gabby. It's like having me on speed dial. So if you want to be eligible for the early member pricing, head over to deargabby.com/waitlist and get excited. There's so much more to come. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. We had a really interesting start to the week here with Dear Gabby. We started our episode on Monday with Dick Schwartz, and I took you through this deep dive of internal family systems therapy. We spoke candidly about what it is, what it means to me personally, my deep devotion to IFS and how much it has personally changed my life. And at the end of the interview, I got super selfish and I asked Dick, my mentor, my friend, the most amazing therapist in the world, to do a demo on me where he could take me through a very real and very vulnerable session of internal family systems therapy. That was not planned. It was something that just came out of me. It is that part of me that loves doing these big talks because I get to really reap the benefits of these experts that I bring on the show. And it was a bit heavy, I'm not going to lie, but it was really beautiful. And it really allowed me to show you firsthand what internal family systems therapy is by experiencing it in my demo. And it's a really, really, really cool episode today because we're sharing that demo with you. If you enjoyed Monday's episode with my interview with Dick Schwartz and you want to really see IFS in action, this is your episode. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to episode 143 for the full experience. And again, this is really near and dear to my heart, and I really hope that you love it as much as I did. And leave a review and let me know how this is for you. Let me know if you even have questions. We're going to answer them sometimes on the show. You are the most masterful interviewer I've ever seen in my life when you're interviewing people's parts. So talk about that.
Yeah, well, part of why I'm so effective these days is because I've done a lot of work on myself.
And that's right.
The parts of me that I used to be blended with when I would do those interviews were parts that wanted to be impressive or wanted to have a big agenda about where we got to in the interview. So over time, I learned that they were getting in the way, and I worked on myself to the point where generally now when I go to do something like this or a demo kind of thing, I just can tell that self is embodied. And when that's the case, people can sense that safety. Mm. And so when they sense that safety, their protectors start to relax a lot. And when their protectors relax a lot, their self emerges. And that's a big invitation to these parts that have been locked away for so long to get some help. And so that's why we can often go pretty deep pretty quickly. And for some people, their protectors need a lot of convincing. So I become a kind of hope merchant to the protectors. I'm selling the possibility of changing their roles if they are willing to let us heal what they protect. But I'm not pushing it. And a constant refrain is, and you're the boss. We're not going anywhere without your permission.
Right.
Because many of these protectors have pretty good reasons to not want to open that door, especially to somebody they're just meeting. So, yeah, very respectful of the pace of protectors.
For some reason, I feel like maybe if we did a brief demo.
Sure.
And there's a part of me that's like, Gabby. Like, but then there's this other part of me that's like, take advantage of every second you have with Dick. Because I've had the privilege of like late night conversations where you're like, well, I see you're feeling that way. Do you want to just talk to the part? And I'm like, okay, let's go. But just seeing the demo is a nice opportunity for people. That's how you teach, really. You teach right. In the training. The way that you teach is by demonstrating the model. It actually is sometimes the clearest path in. So if I sit down with you right now and we're in our session, hey, Dick, how are you?
Gabby, I'm great. What do you want to work on today?
I have a part that feels a little hopeless about wanting to feel seen and heard.
Okay. It feels like it's not possible for you to feel seen and heard. Is that what it's
like? Yeah, in this specific situation. Probably shows up in others too, yeah.
In a particular relationship?
Yeah, but it probably shows up elsewhere. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And so you'd like to get to know it and help it. As you contemplate that, do you have any fear about going to that part?
I might have a little fear, just I don't want to be too explicit about the story because we're public, but that's really the only fear. I can get there without being explicit.
Okay, so tell that part to relax a little. We got that. And then let's go to this one who feels that way and see where you find it in your body or around your body.
Well, it's in my stomach. There's serious tightness and defensiveness in my stomach. My jaw's tight. There's rumbling of outrage.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of like a frantic energy inside, just sort of like keep managing everything and just...
Yeah. So it could be several different parts. So is there one of those places you want to start?
Maybe the feeling of like, I got to keep managing everything and I have to deal with this. It's on me.
Yeah, that's it. That's in your face, did you say?
my jaw in my stomach.
Okay.
My chest, yeah.
And how do you feel toward that part as you notice it there?
I'm frustrated by the fact that it still has to be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not like mad at the part. I'm just frustrated that it's still in that role.
Yeah. All right. So given that, how do you feel toward the part then?
I feel compassion for the part. I also feel a little scared for it. Not afraid of it, scared for it.
Scared, like protective of it.
Protective of it, yeah.
Yeah. So let it know that you have compassion for it and you feel protective and see how it reacts to that.
I think it's weepy. It feels like it's weepy.
And how do you feel toward it as you see that it's really sad?
I do feel like a part of me that wants to override that sadness, so we can ask that part can give it a break.
That's right.
So if that part moves away and steps aside, I think there's another part there that's annoyed by it. Oh, there's a lot of parts protecting against it.
Okay. All right. So let them all know that if they allow us, we can help it, but we're not going to override their fears. So we want to get explicit permission from them to go to this one and help it and see if they're willing to do that, to give us permission and to step back.
Yeah. They're listening. They respect you.
Okay, good. And then now can you go to this one with your compassion and let it know you care about it?
Yeah, I saw a little part. Not that little. It's sort of like teenage maybe.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw myself now as an adult. This is actually a lot of times what happens for me. Like this is a visual of my mother self, like my maternal. Mm-hmm. It's a visual that I get where I've like put my hand on that girl.
Okay.
On her shoulder. I love the summer. I love being outside, doing lots of fun family things. I love just soaking up the warmth, sweating, working out outside. But I also have to be really careful to make sure that I'm taking extra good care of my skin, especially during the summer months. And I can definitely feel when my skin's getting really dry and dehydrated. I really need to make sure that I have the right electrolytes. And take it from me, hydrating and replenishing those electrolytes is key. It's really essential for your skin looking good. You have to hydrate to have hydrated skin. Peak is an amazing and delicious daily routine to help keep my skin looking ageless and radiant. And with Peak's Radiant Skin Duo, I know I'm getting the support my skin needs during the summer months. Their BT Fountain is an electrolyte with skincare benefits that help reduce fine lines and wrinkles and increase skin's elasticity and hydration. And it contains clinically proven ceramides to protect my skin barrier and keep it plump and supple. I love it because, as you probably know, I don't eat sugar. And guess what? Peak contains no sugar. And it's made with the highest quality ingredients for better absorption. Another incredible part of Peak's Radiant Skin Duo is the Sun Goddess Matcha. And you know I love some matcha. The antioxidants help support healthy digestion, metabolism, and hunger cravings. And you know what? There's literally zero prep, which means it's easier than ever to be consistent in your routine. The pre-measured quantity dissolves quickly in both hot and cold water. For a limited time, Peak is offering two bonus gifts, a beaker and a frother. When you head to peaklife.com/Gabby, that's peaquelife.com/Gabby. Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. AG1 is my jam. I honestly love it. I gave AG1 a try a while back because it was strongly recommended to me. I had gut issues for years. I started taking AG1 and I added it to my daily routine, and it increased my gut health even more than I already had gotten to on my own. This all-in-one foundational nutrition formula makes it easy for me to cover all my nutritional bases every single day. And every scoop of AG1 is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and whole food-sourced ingredients of the highest quality. And they give me these major benefits like the gut and mood support, boosted energy, even healthier-looking skin, hair, nails, but they also make it really easy for me to just make sure I'm getting all of the vitamins I need in one drink. And get this, it tastes really great. I kid you not, I start my morning with a tall glass of water, some ice in the water, and I mix in AG1. All you have to do is just mix in the powder into a really nice ice cold glass of water or orange juice or almond milk, whatever you prefer, and shake it up and drink it up. That's it. AG1 is a really seamless and easy daily habit. I also love the single serving AG1 packs because I take them with me when I travel. With AG1, taking care of my body is really simple. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Gabby. That's drinkag1.com/Gabby. Check it out.
Gabby, this time let's try it a little differently. So the image you have, the maternal part, ask that one to just let you be there with the young one.
Yeah.
So you don't see yourself. You're just there.
Present.
Yeah, present with it. Maternal part can hang around, but it's good to let you have a relationship too with that teenager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're there with it?
Yeah, I'm there with it, yeah.
And how are you being with that one?
I'm kind of guiding that part of me a bit and saying that it's okay to still be in this. It's okay to still have this coming up. You don't have to be above it. Uh-huh. It's just what's happening still, and it's okay.
How's it reacting to your acceptance?
It's relaxing.
Good. And just see what else it wants you to know about itself.
It really wants to feel free.
Mm-hmm.
It's expecting the outside world to show up for it. And it does want that. It really does genuinely want that and feels like it deserves that. Mm-hmm. It can hold the boundaries for that, but, you know, knows that it has to happen internally first.
Okay. So ask more about what it's afraid would happen if it really did just become more free and didn't do this job all the time.
Well, I think that what would happen is there's a little fear that if I took my eye off the ball, that it would fall apart.
Mm-hmm. So ask the part of that's right, because you said, I think. So just ask if you got that right.
Yeah, that fear is there. But then there's also a very strong inner knowing. And the inner knowing is like, take your hands off the wheel, stay clear about what you want, be unapologetic about what you want and what you need, and that's okay.
Yeah. So, but let's go back to the fear about things falling apart.
Maybe it's the difference between if I wasn't in control, that actually doesn't mean that I wouldn't be showing up for myself. It just means I wouldn't be doing it in such an extreme way.
Yeah, that's true. But ask this part where it got this fear of things falling apart in the past.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I had to take care of everything as a kid. I had to take care of managing all my emotions and my feelings and my experiences and everything.
Okay. So the part's showing you that.
Mm-hmm.
So let it know it's had this role for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be very tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tired. It doesn't want to be in that role anymore. Doesn't want to try to keep making everything right for everybody else anymore.
Yeah.
Just wants to just be free.
Yeah. And ask if she's stuck in a particular place in the past, or is it a whole time period?
Kind of just the whole thing.
Yeah. Does she feel like you get how bad all that was for her?
Yeah. Yeah. She knows I get it.
Okay. So, Gabby, I want you to be with her in that time period in the way she needed somebody back then. Not with the motherly part. I want you to be there so you don't see yourself.
Yeah. That's a good differentiation. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. So you're there with her in the past?
Mm-hmm.
How are you being with her?
Kind of like packing up her bags and getting her out.
Uh-huh. Let's see if she wants to leave and she's ready.
Oh, yeah. She wants to get out. She's like, she's like, leave my shit. I don't care.
Okay. All right.
I want all new clothes.
All right.
Let's go shopping.
Good. So does she want to come to you there in the present, or does she want to go to a fantasy place of her choice?
I think that she wants to come here. She likes you. She feels safe here. She likes the cats.
So bring her here. Tell me when she is here.
She's sitting on my lap.
Great. Yeah, and let her know she doesn't have to go back there anymore and that you're going to be taking care of her the way you do your son.
She totally believes that. And I've taken her out of there a bunch of times, and now she's kind of like, I'm ready to always come out. Like, just get me out. I'm out.
Okay. Good, good.
It's not hard for her to, she's not resisting that. She wants out.
Good. And ask if she wants to unload more of the feelings and beliefs she got back there now that she's with you again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's saying like, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Where does she carry all that? In her body or on her body?
In her stomach and her jaw.
What would she like to give it to? Light, water, fire?
Fire, man, fire. Burn it up.
Set up a fire for her and tell her to just let it all go into the fire and let the fire take care of it.
We're outside. There's a fire pit and she's just dropping it in. Like, each piece of paper is kind of like the old beliefs.
Perfect.
I actually feel my jaw relaxing.
Good. Yeah, so just tell me when that's complete.
Yeah.
Good. And how does she seem now without all that?
She wants to take a rest. She's feeling pretty free and relaxed and comfortable here.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And tell her if she wants to now, she can invite qualities into her body that she'd like to have.
Mm.
And just see what comes into her.
Courage. Lots of courage just came in.
Uh-huh. Great.
And creativity.
Mm-hmm. And so see what she'd like to do now in your system.
She wants to write a list of her non-negotiables and just be really courageous about them.
Mm-hmm.
In a non-aggressive way. Have the clarity.
Mm-hmm. And how does that sound to you?
Very good.
So you're willing to help her with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Great. And then before we stop, just check and see, you know, she had all these protectors that were willing to let us do this, and just have them come in and check her out and see how they react.
I don't think that they feel that they have to be there right now or at this time at all, because they see how willing she is to just be unburdened by this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So they can relax about
her. Just witnessing it.
Yeah. They can relax about her and think about new roles too.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back.
I want to describe how I feel for the listener. I feel this new kind of level of like another level of confidence about, it's interesting because it is still about being taking care of myself, but in a way mm-hmm. So this is actually kind of beautiful because it's not that we stop taking care of ourselves.
Right.
But it's boundaried, it's relaxed, it's clear.
Yeah.
Unapologetic, it's not defensive.
Mm-hmm.
No knives out, you know. It's just kind of mm-hmm. like, yeah, these are my boundaries. Take it or leave it.
That's right.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. That feels really good.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people think self is all soft and mushy and loving all the time, but there is that fierceness, the courage, clarity, and confidence that can allow you to set boundaries from that place with compassion.
Yeah,
without, you know, animosity, but just clarity.
It's just kind of matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what I want. Thank you. If you want to show up for the party, that's gonna be nice.
That's what's required.
Wow, I feel so much relief. My jaw is relaxed and it just continues to get better and better. I think that's another message for folks, is that like anything, the more you practice and get more and more comfortable in connection, in relationship to these parts,
mm-hmm.
the more self-energy can come in.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it takes a while. I'm still working on parts of me that get triggered.
Yeah.
And I've been at this 40 years. So, but I'm a totally different person than I was some years ago. So,
Yeah, I'm so grateful that we met in these resource parts of who we are today. Of course, we're still working on ourselves. You know, it's funny. This is the first relationship where I have where it almost feels like this message from A Course in Miracles about these great rays of light. Mm-hmm. And it's when the body and the pretenses disappear. Mm-hmm. And you're really left, I'm going to cry, but like you're left with the essence of who that person is. Like in that experience of that relationship, you're in the presence of that essence, not the story or the figure or the image or the, and mm-hmm. it's really just purely light. It's purely mm-hmm. essence. It's so moving to me. I pray for everyone to have that kind of experience of someone.
Me too.
In their lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes it a little hard to be around people that can't do that or that are dominated by protectors.
Yeah. I mean, I think that like anyone, I think that it's an interesting opportunity for the listener to hear, like the more you develop that connection to self inside of you, mm-hmm. the more that's the type of energy you'll attract into your life.
That's really true.
And it's something I've been saying for decades, what we are will be reflected back to us. Mm-hmm. Our intentions, our commitment, our energy, our beliefs. Mm-hmm. And so the promise of being in this inquiry, this internal exploration, and this awakening of that presence that's always been there, the promise of that is joy, connection, mm-hmm. confidence, mm-hmm. calm energy, the courage to show up. Mm-hmm. And a deepening of your relationships in a major way.
Totally.
Yeah. So thank you so much for being a presence in so many people's lives that your presence alone has the power to heal. And people just witnessing you or hearing this 20 years from now will experience that energy coming through.
Well, thank you so much for those beautiful words, Gabby. I love you too. And I'm so glad to have you on this journey with me.
And so I want to really encourage the listeners, the people that are still listening and touched by this conversation, to not only go out and read the books and to give yourself the privilege and the opportunity to get to know this work more, to even go further and go to the IFS Institute and seek out a therapist, an IFS therapist, mm-hmm. to educate yourself, but also to share the conversation we've had here today, because this is a beautiful opportunity for people to open up to a new way of thinking and a new way of living. And I'm excited for everybody to start their IFS journey now.
Thank you, Gabby. Always, always a pleasure.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.